care for some gopher?
No, thank you, Delmer. A third of a gopher would only arouse my appetite without bedding her back down.
Oh, you can have the whole thing. Me and Pete already had one. We ran across a whole gopher village.
Welcome to the Gopher Village, everybody.
You killed it.
Yes, you guessed it. This is the Air Raid Podcast, episode
41.
What has now become a long and drawn-out series.
Excuse me while I whip them down.
Of course, this is the show where we drop bombs of awesome into your ear holes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Thank you, Charlie Sheen. Boy, he has become like an audio goldmine. I know I've said that before on this very same show.
Heartbreaking.
But yes, we are doing the, I'm your host, Aaron Roden.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me.
I always forget to say that. I don't know. I think most of you probably know that by now, because wherever you're getting this from, it says my name on it anyway, so whatever. We are doing a special barbecue episode of the Air Raid Podcast today. And a little bit later on, our friends Justin Ansley and Jessica Norton are going to be joining us to be judging some of Seattle's premium barbecue restaurants. So we'll be getting to that a little bit later. Of course, you probably remember the discussion we had with Justin Ansley. He's the drummer for this awesome band here in Seattle, kind of alt-country-ish, I guess. Or maybe Southern Rock a little bit, Legendary Oaks. So we had this discussion with him a little while back when we were doing that episode about, barbecue and how it's done here in Seattle and that it's basically no good. But I don't think so. I've never been exposed to any other type of barbecue, so hopefully we can find something good. And we're going to try to find something good for Justin to eat up here because he just feels so alone. I think that's the problem, is that he just feels very, very alone. Anyway, we got some stuff to talk about before they get here. It is really, really stormy out in Seattle right now. The route that I take to get to and from work, my commute goes across what is called the 520 Bridge here in Seattle that connects Seattle and the east side of Lake Washington. And it's a floating bridge. And they are, in the process of starting to gather money to replace this bridge. And, for the longest time I was like, why does it need to be replaced? This bridge works fine. Everything is cool. Nothing should change. And we shouldn't spend all that load of cash on a new bridge that is working just fine. But it was super, super windy today on my commute home, and I actually drove in to work for the first time in a little while. And realized as I was driving, as I got right onto the bridge, where the road ends from solid ground onto floating bridge, it turned into, okay, I'm no longer in a car, I'm in a fucking boat. It was very scary and very surreal feeling too, because all of a sudden you move from solid ground onto something that's moving. Like, it felt like you were almost in like a earthquake or something. It was very, very strange. And then, it immediately hit me. I was like, oh, that's why there's the, backup of vehicles because, nobody can drive like that. And it's so weird. Once you, get out onto that bridge, it was moving so much. It literally was like you were in a small boat in giant swells in a big storm. And that's basically what it is, actually. It's just a large boat in the shape of a road. So, more power to you, Seattle. Let's get that, or Washington State, rather, I guess. It'd be some sort of state-run facility. Let's get that thing fixed. because holy shit, I literally thought I was going to die in my car today on my drive home. So what I did was I took my seatbelt off because, you know, in the movies, when a car goes into the water, the people always have a big problem getting out of the car because the seatbelt won't unclip. So I unclipped my seatbelt and I rolled down my window, like I cracked it so I could get my fingers out. So if I had to, I could break it open, you know? And yeah, it was freaky, man. That's some scary shit. And there's like waves like crashing over it. And, you know, I've seen that before, but man, never felt it rocking and rolling like that before. Seriously felt like an earthquake. It was nuts. So news on the Roden front. We're preparing for our child, our little child. We've picked a name out for our daughter. I don't know if I've even stated that it is. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. We're going to have a daughter in June. And so we're getting everything kind of prepared. And my dad came over last night and helped me put in this new, like, closet insert, which is, you know, shelves and drawers and things like that. And I don't know. My life is already changing big time. I'm not smoking anymore. So that's good, right? I can definitely feel it on certain days that I'm not smoking anymore. I'm taking the pill, too. So, like, that helps a little bit, the pill being, you know, I don't know if I can say the name of it anyway. But, it, you know, a lot of things in my life are changing around now. And, you know, it's becoming more and more real. Like, you can see, like, the baby move around in Mairead's stomach, you know, and that's a crazy thing. Like when I first felt our baby move inside of my wife, that was the point that I said to myself, I don't need to smoke anymore. Like that took care of my cravings for like maybe 2 weeks.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
But yeah, the cravings are back now. But like it's super for me anyway. Like that's been like the last thing that I've given up, like the addiction wise. Now it's kind of just turned into food, which I've talked about before. Probably not good that we're doing a barbecue episode now. Great, you know. Now I'm just destroying myself in other ways. But yeah, with the first time I felt her move, I just it was like a switch clicked on in my head. It was like, this is real. This is going to be super real in a couple of months, and you need to get healthy, right? And so I keep on, like, I've kind of been on a little bit of a diet kick lately, and I've lost about 5 pounds. I've been trying to get myself up and motivated and everything, and we've got all these projects that need to get done before the baby gets here, right? And so yesterday, my dad was over here helping me put this closet thing in, and which was super awesome, and doing some of the finish work, you know, like the molding around the base of the wall and stuff. So my dad and my brother went out a couple weekends ago, and they went skiing for like the first time in like 10 years. And I haven't been skiing in forever, and I actually had a show planned for that day, so I couldn't go. But they want to start doing this, like, male bonding thing where we all get together and hang out, you know, the brothers and the dad. And I think it's a really good idea, but here's the thing. Whenever I get together with family, I get very perturbed very easily. Like if there's no alcohol involved or something, and this is gonna sound really bad, so all of you out there, you know,
I'm so not a raper.
I'm not an alcoholic. It's just hanging out with family that does it to me. So if there's no alcohol involved, I start getting very pissy, almost, and snappy. You know, I don't know why. That was that's how my parents raised me, I guess. So it's their fault. But they want to start doing this, you know, kind of, I think like monthly thing, where we all get together and kind of do something on a weekend. Right. And so my dad suggests that we go, or they came to the decision, my brother and my dad, without my consent, that they were going to go on some huge bike ride. Right. And I realized at that point, as we're putting this closet together, my dad's talking about, yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to go on this big bike ride, you know, on a Saturday, and it's going to be awesome. And I'm just thinking to myself, holy crap, because we don't live in the same area as my parents, much like probably most of the population. They live over in a small town over on the other side of the water. To the west of Seattle, and it just made me realize that my dad does not know me at all anymore. He doesn't know who I am, because if he did, he would know not to invite me onto a bike ride, because first of all, I live a very sedentary lifestyle, as I've said before. I'm a very lazy person, and that's why I need to go on a diet right now, okay? That's pretty obvious, probably. But second of all, I guess he hasn't been on a bike ride with me lately, because I'm going to die on this bike. I am going to be sweating profusely and just bitching and cursing the day I was born because I'm on this bike and trying to ride it. And I don't think he knows what he's in for, man. Like I don't think I can get out of it. I think I'm obligated to do this, which is not a good thing because I'm really scared about it. Like, and that's part of the reason why I haven't I have some issues. I think maybe we should talk about them right now. Okay, Aaron, I will. It's really weird. I have joined gyms in the past with Marade, and I start out really strong, like for like a week or so, and I think that's pretty normal, and then you just kind of start dropping off a little bit. Like, especially if you start like losing weight, like you lose some pounds, and then you're like, oh, I can eat that. I deserve it. I've been working hard. Well, I do that, but I do that to the nth degree. So like I've lost like maybe 3 pounds, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, a whole pizza to myself. That sounds like a good reward for me, which turns into like 3 pizzas by myself. So that's never a good time. Never good. Well, it's a good time for me, but for my wife, the day after is probably, or that night, probably not a good time for her. But yeah, I mean, I when I start working out, and especially when I'm like forced to on like maybe a long bike ride or a long hike nowadays, like I really get bitchy. Like I just turn into a terrible person because I'm so out of shape that it's like, you know, and now I know there's another podcast that was talking kind of along the same lines that I heard recently, but the woman who was talking about it brought up a great point. It's like, now I understand why people on The Biggest Loser, that show, The Biggest Loser, are screaming and crying when they're getting worked out. You know, you always kind of look at them and you go, oh, what a bunch of pussies. They're hamming it up for the cameras. No, that actually exists. And it exists in my life. And it's going to happen in April when I go on this bike ride. So maybe I should record that. No, I'm not going to record that. I don't want anybody hearing it. That's another thing that I hate, is like working out in public or going on hikes or going on bike rides so other people can see how out of shape I am. That's the thing that actually keeps me inside most of the time. That's why I only go out at night and I only go to bars where other people are already drunk, so they can't see how out of shape I am. That's terrible. I'm really not that big. It's just like I have no lung capacity anymore because I've been a smoker for 15 years, and I've got no strength. Wow, I'm just like digging myself a hole here. Anyway, I'm freaked out. I'm freaked out about that. Why don't you send me some suggestions, will you, please? Like, give me some motivation here. I need some motivation from you, the listeners. And you can email me at Aaron, Aaron, at AIR-RAID.net. Give me a couple emails. Give me some suggestions. because I'm freaked out about this. And I know I need to get in shape. I know I just need to like kick myself in the butt and get my ass out there. And I have been a little bit, like, I've been going on like walks and stuff at, during my lunch break, and there's this really cool like downtown park in the city that I work in, and so I've been walking around that thing a whole bunch and like running up the stairs and stuff, even though there's not very many stairs. But it's a start, right? That's it. You gotta start somewhere. I am starting at the very bottom. Anyway, now that I got that off my chest, let's go to let's do this. Let's go to our first musical break here. This is a band that I was just kind of like, I was looking for songs to play on today's episode. And I came across this band on my MP3 player that I was like, I don't think, where did this band come from? Like, I don't know who it is. And then I kind of previewed it a little bit and I was like, oh, right. That's when, you know, such and such happened. Anyway, this band's called The Dead Trees. They're super, super good. If you haven't heard them before, you need to check them out. And this is off the album King of Rosa, and the song Shelter. So when we get back, we are going to talk with Jessica Norton and Justin Ansley. Justin Ansley is the drummer for local Seattle band Legendary Oaks, and we're going to talk barbecue, and we're also going to talk about our friend Rambo, who's been on this show before, and he's been getting into some crazy situations down in South America. You might remember Rambo; he was on our show. He's our resident conspiracy correspondent. I think I dubbed him when he came on. But this is the Dead Trees. And off the album King of Rosa, song called Shelter, and we will be right back. All right, we are back, and I have two very special people sitting here with me today, two very good friends, Jessica Norton and Justin Ansley. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good, Aaron.
Pretty good.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm actually very hungry.
You look hungry.
This is like the latest I've ever stayed up without eating.
It's like
I should be in bed right now.
8:15 right now.
I know. Yeah, okay. That's my normal bedtime. Normal bedtime for Aaron is 8:30.
You normally eat at 8?
Grandpa Roden? Yeah. Yeah.
Dinner,
no, I eat
bed.
We eat dinner at 3:30, actually. Yeah.
You didn't have an after-school snack today?
Yeah, dude. Bowl of cereal?
I had some cheese slices.
Okay.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
All right.
That's and I'm actually, good. Like, I was talking about this a little bit earlier before you guys got here, and I was like, I was telling everybody... meaning me, because I'm the only one that listens to the show, apparently.
You were talking to your
cats. I was talking to myself, actually. My microphone. I was telling my microphone that I'm on a little bit of a diet right now. I'm kind of low-carbonate a little bit.
Did your microphone believe you?
My microphone slapped me in the face.
Good. Good.
For but I think microphone. The barbecue, it smells really good, by the way. Producer/wife, Mairead, went out and got a bunch of barbecue from three different places. here in Seattle and Shoreline.
Which are again?
Let's see. We've got Bernie Brothers Barbecue in Shoreline or Lake City.
Lake Forest Park.
And then Pete's Barbecue or, yeah.
Pete's Smokin' Pete's
in Ballard. And then another one in Lake City called
Rain and Ribs.
Rain and Ribs. How could I forget that?
That's the best one.
It's like the best fucking name ever. Okay, well, we are I just wanted to bring you guys on and talk a little bit about things for a second before we eat, and I'm sorry that I keep on like keeping you away from food. Jess is about to have a panic attack here.
Yeah. About to.
She's mid-panic attack right now.
Right.
This is it.
Yeah. So Jess, you're a vegetarian, so you're going to be eating like baked beans and
coleslaw. Cornbread.
I think we got some potato salad too.
Perfect.
Good. Are you a barbecue fan though?
Barbecue to me.
Yeah. What is barbecue to you?
Barbecue to me is something that I do to my food. I am a fan of barbecued garden burgers.
Because you're a fellow Washingtonian.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And see, whenever I talk about barbecue with your significant other here, he always shoots me down, basically making me feel like a total idiot
right.
and a reject.
Right.
And
he's good at that.
Yeah, he is. Well,
that's the point. I don't really care about barbecuing.
Right,
I just care about
you actually don't like it. You're not a fan of it at all.
I just care about putting other people down.
I don't
really eat barbecue.
Yeah, but so barbecue to you, Jess, is like garden burger.
Salmon.
That's good.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So barbecuing is, I guess, what Justin calls it.
Wait, hot dogs without...
Yeah, like tofu.
Rat tails.
Tofu dogs.
Okay, tofu dogs.
Yeah.
You gotta specify.
Wait, yeah.
What?
Rat tails? Don't hot dogs
horse
have rat
hooves,
tails in them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, lips rat and, tails
lips
in them.
Ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, yeah. Hot dogs with really shitty ponytails. That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of always been what it meant to me, too. Like, barbecue is like you have a barbecue.
Right.
When it's sunny out, you put meat on it.
Right.
Or... garden burgers,
yes,
or tofu dogs with rat tails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get to you, Ansley.
Okay,
what the hell is the deal with barbecue? Why do you get so frustrated when anybody talks about barbecue here in Seattle?
Well, to set the record straight, I don't get that frustrated anymore because I realized that it's
a moot
fruitless.
Point. Yeah, yeah. It's an. I mean, you can't win.
Yeah, I was like perplexed when I moved here, and. I think I was at community college, and one day in the cafeteria they had on the blackboard, like, it's Thursday, barbecue day. And I was like, sweet, I love barbecue. And I went in the cafeteria, they're grilling hamburgers. And I was like, is this a fucking joke? Like, and it dawned on me, I was like, oh, right, it's a different thing. So what, like I told you on the other episode, episode number, what was that?
I was looking at that number just before you guys got here, and I was like, okay, commit that to memory. Can't remember.
Oops. Yeah. Anyway.
I think it was like 35 or something like that. 36.
Really? Yeah. Are you? Jeez, man. You're churning these things out.
I am.
Anyhow.
Like a
what
slut.
I said, yeah.
Like a podcasting
like
slut.
A shirtless 50-year-old woman.
Oh, right. Don't talk about it.
Anyway.
Wait, actually, I would like to talk about that a little bit later. Let's okay. Finish your barbecue.
Anyway,
barbecue.
Like I said to you before, I distilled it into the difference is in the South, barbecue is a noun. Barbecue is a particular like kind of food. Mm-hmm. In the Northwest, barbecue is a verb. Barbecue is something you do with your friends.
Right.
Yes.
Which to most people in the South is called grilling out.
Or grilling out?
Cooking.
You know what
food.
That means? You know what grilling out means in the Northwest?
Like smoking.
Dropping
weed or
acid.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what
I would
that's
say
what
getting
grilling
high.
Out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Frying balls. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what you guys should call it in the South.
Frying balls. I don't know what that like, is, man. That's
I'm gonna go over to this frying balls party.
Gross.
Sounds
is that like
painful.
Smoking like formaldehyde dipped cigarettes or something?
Right.
Anyway, yeah. Like to me, barbecue in North Carolina anyway, barbecue is pork, smoked pork,
right?
Pulled pork, with the best barbecue to me is Eastern North Carolina barbecue. Is like vinegar based sauce, has like red pepper, so it's spicy.
Okay,
and
so that's another big thing too, which we have talked about at length in the past. So the difference between, was it like North and South, or is like Texas barbecue and like,
well,
Kansas City, right?
Infinite. Is that the, you know, is that what, like, it is?
They're big.
Well,
they're big. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the big,
big
ones,
place.
You know, they're big.
The most common kind of barbecue you probably find in this country is Texas style barbecue.
Right. And that's like a style that's like slathered in sauce.
Thick molasses, like sweet molasses sauce. And it's like, most Texas barbecue is beef too. Obviously it's Texas.
Okay.
Tons of cows. And yeah, like there's Kansas City barbecue, there's Memphis style. And for the record, I'm not a barbecue expert. I'm going to wing it here and say that I think I remember that Memphis is the like dry rub. Like it's a savory dry rub, but it's not like a wet sauce. Like
right.
Texas is a real thick, like saucy barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carolina barbecue is also not like you look at the meat, it's not like covered in sauce. It just like looks kind of like wet pork, you know, like
moist.
Thanks, Jess.
Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that up. Moist.
Ew.
Yeah. So I'm partial, being from North Carolina, I'm partial to North Carolina barbecue.
See, I thought you were more of just like you hated every other barbecue and like you were more opinionated.
Well,
because if I knew that you weren't that opinionated about it, we wouldn't have done this episode. So
that
now
sucks for you, man. You bought me.
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
you guys didn't know I do sound drops.
No, that was nice.
I think the thing is, like, I've had really awesome Texas barbecue in Texas and
but just never up here.
Yeah, I think that's what happens when you take regional foods out of their region. It's hard to, you know, like, yeah, there's probably like a great barbecue place in Seattle compared to the other barbecue places in Seattle.
Right, right.
That's my claim, is that show me the best barbecue in Seattle and I will say great for the best barbecue in Seattle, but that is not the best barbecue that I've ever had.
Right, right. So this little experiment we have, and which you just basically pointed out, is not scientific at all.
Well,
because it's all from Seattle, and we've got three different places. I think we've got chicken and ribs, and then a bunch of beans for Jess here.
Yes.
Well, it is fascinating to me that there are a lot of barbecue places in this area.
Right. Well, actually, some of them have actually gone under. Like, there used to be Steel Pig.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It used to be here up on Ahora, and then it moved down to Queen Anne, and now it's, like, totally closed.
It's just gone.
Remember that Casper's place up in Shoreline? They serve alligator?
No.
And hush puppies? It's right where we went to that Korean barbecue place.
Little Korea there.
Yeah, Little Korea. Yeah.
Okay.
North of the border.
Right. It had all sorts of like exotic meats.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Justin.
Sure. Shoot.
So if you are saying barbecue means one thing, pulled pork pork.
This feels like a trap.
How would you classify barbecued ribs as barbecue?
You're getting caught up in the whole syntax thing again. That's not... that barbecued ribs, I don't know what that is, first of all.
It's just ribs, right? It's just ribs.
It's just called like ribs?
Yeah.
But that's another...
But would you classify that as barbecue?
Sure, that's somebody's kind of barbecue. That's like some Texas barbecue is ribs.
Okay.
Or like, I think Kansas City, it's a lot of ribs.
All right.
I mean, it corresponds to like the kind of animals that are in these regions, right? North Carolina barbecue is pork because there's a ton of hog farms in North Carolina.
Right, right. I don't know. I mean,
know anything.
I grew up in this area. Barbecue to me is chicken with sauce on it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need to know. And that was like my dinner for, I would say, 13 years of my life at home, because that's all my dad did.
Well, in the summer, right?
No.
Oh, I had barbecue all summer long. But
well, yeah, it was all summer and all winter and all spring.
Jesus. Well, you know, just so you know, I had that stuff growing up too, like chicken on the grill with barbecue sauce on it. Or people would bring that to, like, church potlucks, but nobody called it barbecue.
What was it? It was just chicken
with barbecue sauce on it.
Which to me means barbecue.
Means barbecue. All right. Well, let's.
That's, I think we may have made clear by now that that's where we all differ. All
right. Well, we're gonna try to show Justin some good barbecue, some good Seattle barbecue.
Well, because I want you to know I'm open to that possibility. Yeah. I'm open to this stuff being good.
Okay. Good. Good. Just keep your mind open.
And I'm sure going to eat it.
Yeah. Whether it's Jess good is going to have some sweet.
So many beans.
So many beans. And she's going to have some coleslaw. And she's going to eat it right in your face.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're gonna go and eat this stuff. And we're going to come back and report to you, the listener, about what we think is the best barbecue in Seattle. Although we only have like three. This is a sample of three. So
I think this is the first in a many part
in
series.
In a many part series. We can do that. We can do that. So how about we go, let's see, we'll go out with the apt song of the episode, Incinerate by Sonic Youth, off of Rather Ripped, and we'll be right back with our results. See you in a bit. We are back from our break. We ate copious amounts of barbecue, or I don't know, ribs and chicken.
This turkey. Was the ribs and chicken episode.
That was since Jess, you and I can relate to each other with having this weird obsession with man versus food.
Tell me about it.
Right,
yes.
Food porn. You coined that term, I think. The first,
so
you can be credited as
all right,
the
I'll
first
take
person.
It. Yes.
Yeah. what was that? Like a hurry up?
No.
Get to your point. Shut
yes.
up. Hurry up.
Keep it moving, Aaron. Keep it moving, buddy.
My show. My show. Anyway, you and I both watch this show pretty regularly.
Well, I don't have cable, so I don't watch it unless I'm on vacation.
Oh, okay.
And then I watch marathons.
And then, yeah, it's the marathon.
And I make Justin watch it with me until he starts to feel physically ill, and we have to turn it off.
That's what happens.
It does. It makes you feel a little bit sick. Have you seen the one where he eats, like, 80 oysters
no.
or something like that? Oh, God, it's so gross.
Whoa. Side story.
Yeah, we saw that.
We actually saw a guy at Anthony's. We're big fans of the Anthony's Happy Hour. I don't know if you know this.
No, it's good. It's good stuff.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
So last summer we were there sitting at the bar and this older couple comes in, this gigantic black man and his wife come in.
Who was tiny.
Like
she
gigantic
tiny.
Tall or
he was
just
yes.
like
tall. He looked
girth.
Like he probably
like a pro
could be
football
a
player.
Retired NFL player. Like
yeah.
Okay.
Tall and just built.
Yeah.
And they sit at the bar. They're like, well, we think we're going to go sit on the patio, but can we order here? And the bartender says, sure. She orders a salad, and he orders 4 dozen oyster shooters. An oyster shooter there is like an oyster in a glass with
right.
like some cocktail sauce and lemon on it. He's like, I don't want any of the sauce or anything on it. I want to do all that myself. Just bring it on the side. 4 dozen.
Four dozen?
Shooters. And the bartender
did he realize what 4 dozen meant?
Yeah. Like
yeah, the
bartender,
bartender
asked.
48
yeah,
oysters?
Like, yep.
Yes.
And they brought them. So he's sitting on the patio. It's kind of a warm day. And they brought them out all at the same time. He's sitting in the
oh
sun, just like. And it was like he went into production. He was just like, boom, 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 boom. Like knocking them down. It was appalling.
That is so weird.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
You guys are the kings of seeing weird shit, too.
Yes,
why don't you
we
tell
are.
The story while we're on gross stories? Why don't you guys tell the story of what you saw on your way here? To the dining room studios.
Jess, what did you see?
Wait, you both saw it.
We both saw it. it was a person.
You couldn't miss it, apparently.
No.
No.
A person coming out of their apartment building right on Greenwood Avenue.
Which is a main street for people who do not know, who do not live here in Seattle. Greenwood Avenue is very, very much a main street.
Yes. Busy.
Yes.
Yeah. So this person was outside. It was very lit from the entryway of their apartment building. And they were wearing pajama pants and kind of stretching a little. Stretching their back maybe, Justin?
It looks like somebody who'd wandered out the front door just for a quick breath of fresh air. Maybe let a fart kind of like stretching out, leaning back, letting the belly kind of stretch.
Right, right. Now, was this a dude?
We thought so.
We thought it was a man until we passed, and I said, oh my God, that is a woman without a shirt on.
Yeah.
And no bra, right?
No bra.
Just
oh no.
flapping in the wind.
Totally.
Yep.
Flapping.
Man.
Yep.
Yeah.
50 years old, maybe?
God damn it.
Yeah.
It's
gross.
Did you guys
painful.
Get a picture or anything like that?
No.
Unfortunately, a mental picture that won't go away.
That will haunt your spank banks for the rest of your life, Justin.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh. Well, I am just about to go into a food coma here, so let's get down to
let's get down
to brass tacks, shall we?
Okay.
Get down to brass tacks. Okay. So, let's see. Should we just rank these? Because we, like we said before, we had 3 different places that we tried. And we mostly had, well, the first place didn't have any chicken, so we had to get turkey.
And that was?
That was Bernie Bros.
Bernie Bros.
Bernie Bros. Barbecue in Lake Forest Park.
In the food court.
In the food court. This is, yeah.
For the record.
Right. For the record, this is in a food court in kind
Which,
of a.
Whatever, that's fine. Food
yeah,
court.
Yeah, yeah. It can be good, you know.
I would love to actually find a hidden gem in the food court.
That would be
this
amazing.
This was not that hidden gem.
Yeah, right next to Spiro's Pizza or Spiro's.
Sbarro. Yeah.
Damn it. Okay. Well, anyway, let's get this.
Well, we can mention. We can mention
Bernie Bros.
Maybe what we thought was bad about Bernie Bros.
Okay. Can we? Okay. But let's do this first. Let's say what place they made it out of 3.
Oh.
Third place.
3.
If there was a fourth Number place, 3. Bernie Bros would get the fourth place, actually. Yeah.
Third going on fourth.
Okay, why don't you tell us what your first impressions were? I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Well, our first impression was we found out from a raid that they were out of chicken, so they gave us turkey
right.
with it was so turkey sort of laid out in a to-go box in the style of teriyaki chicken.
Right,
like
right.
Where they slice up some kind of tiny tenderloin looking thing and sort of splay it out.
Right.
Like a deck of cards for you.
Yes, yeah. But this turkey...
sauce on it.
No sauce on it, which is fine.
It's fine. That's sauce okay. on the side.
But the turkey looks like a big like hunk of turkey that you would get sliced up at the in the like deli at a supermarket.
Right. Sort of seemed like maybe they went to the grocery store and got
just
one of those
bought like a big
roasted chickens under the heat lamp and
right.
cut it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not impressive.
No.
Also the ribs were really tough.
They were very tough.
And
not very flavorful
not
either.
Not that flavorful, no.
And the sauce. What did you think of the sauce, Jess? Because you tasted the sauce.
Yeah, that's all I tried from there is the sauce. It was horrible.
Yeah. What it tastes like to you?
Well, there's two, right?
Well, there was one spicier. The spicier one was the...
Okay, so there was like, one that kind of... The one that came with the turkey...
Yeah.
Tasted kind of like teriyaki
Let's
sauce.
Let's put that in quotes.
Yeah.
You can't see this at home, but we're all doing bunny air quotes.
Turkey.
It
sort of tasted like teriyaki sauce. Sweet. I don't know.
Yeah.
The other sweet, sauce that thick. Came with the ribs tasted like wine that's gone bad mixed with...
That's what it... Yes!
Mixed
yes.
with barbecue Good. Sauce?
Oh, man. It was...
It was just off.
So
like
awful.
Really vinegary.
So yeah. awful. Yeah.
But
that
not,
was,
not
was
good
terrible.
Vinegary.
No.
Like,
no. Not no. North Carolina vinegar.
No,
and spicy, but not with any flavor.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, I thought the sauce kind of tasted like... Well, the one that came with the turkey
mm-hmm.
Tasted like ketchup with like Tapatio mixed into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably is what
it
was.
That's it. That's yeah. what it is. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. That one was a total dud.
Which is good. We needed a definitive last
yes.
place.
Right. Right. And that one was, it was very easy to decide on that one. So second place.
Rainin' Ribs.
Rainin' Ribs with their... You love this, don't
I
you? You just love
tried
this.
To tell
you.
You
want to do it
I'm
one more
pro.
Time?
Yeah. All right. Rainin' Ribs.
Oh, you're good.
You are
you're
good.
Good. You know, I have been looking for a sidekick here in Justin.
I know that too, Aaron. Wait, didn't you hire Ryan Rambo?
He moved.
Back
a,
in the
he moved
day?
To Argentina.
Right,
like you
right.
can't do this from Argentina. Come on.
Well,
it's
he
all
hasn't. He sent
on the
me.
Internet.
Ryan sent me a short thing, short little, you know, self-recorded. Update on what he was up to
like
in South America.
Drugged and robbed. And
no, this was okay. way before that. But at certain intervals, he'd be like, yeah, I've been going to a lot of raves down here. Party, party, party.
Sweet.
And, you know, drinking a lot. Party, party, party. And doing a lot of dancing. It's like, that's
sounds
not
like,
what I'm looking for.
Sounds like Ryan Rambo.
Yeah, but right. I do want to... Yeah, we need to talk maybe talk about what happened to him.
Maybe you should try and get him on the phone.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Could Skype.
Skype episode.
That would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sometime in the near future I want to
Yeah, I'd
get
like some more details
that
about that.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. And we'll tell you what that's all about a little bit later, maybe in a later episode.
Totally. Give me the drum roll again.
Okay, drum roll.
We're talking about Rainin' Ribs.
See, he's good. You are so getting laid tonight. If you can get that barbecue smell off your fingers.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So Rainin' Ribs, we got ribs and what? Chicken wings?
Yeah.
From there.
Chicken
wings were okay. I liked the flavor of them.
You liked them? I thought they were, I don't know, pretty bland.
Well,
like.
They were definitely store-bought.
Yeah.
You know, they came out a big frozen package.
Right.
Which is not always bad for things like that. You
no,
know?
But like if you're going to go to a restaurant, that's kind of bad.
And Rainin' Ribs is up in Lake City.
Yeah. The yeah. ribs were better, but we both agreed that they kind of tasted a lot like liquid smoke.
Liquid smoke. They used a ton of liquid smoke in that stuff. And I bet you that they marinated it in
well, it
like
was really
a big
tender.
Yeah.
It was tender, but yeah, it tasted like it tasted smoky but chemically smoky. Like
right.
Smoke in a bottle.
Yeah, you could definitely tell.
Yeah. And it was a weird color. Like it was the color of
liquid smoke.
Teriyaki.
Or you know what it was the color of is that Korean barbecue pork.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that does look good.
Yeah.
Right.
Artificial
yeah.
like, pink.
Yep.
Glowing yep. pink.
Glowing red. Yeah. But they did come with sweet potato fries. Jess, what did you think of the sweet potato fries?
Those were great.
Those were pretty good.
Cornbread was good.
Cornbread was good.
Yes, that was the only place with cornbread, right?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, man.
Mac and cheese was decent.
Was that the mac and cheese? Rain and ribs?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
I'm going to
yeah,
disagree
I thought it was
with you on the mac and cheese. I thought it was pretty
well,
good.
Well, I didn't say it was the best.
Oh.
Mac and cheese.
You can go straight to hell, sir.
Here, are we?
You
which
can
is
go
it?
Straight to hell.
I said that it was good.
I said that it wasn't.
Okay.
Agree to disagree.
Fair
boy,
enough.
Somebody's about to explode in here.
Really? You got a sound? For
that? Yeah. That usually goes at the beginning. Whatever.
Well, blew it.
Yeah. He blew it. Okay, and then so that one was kind of mediocre.
Yeah, I mean,
but still not that bad.
Not bad, but I don't think I would go back.
I definitely would never go back there, unless.
Yeah, I would definitely never.
Well, now that we found this number one, there's
oh,
no need.
That is
there's
number
no
one.
Need to go back. There's no need to go back to yep. that place after we found number one. And number one is.
Flamin' Pete's Strokin' Barbecue. That's it, right? That's the name?
I think it's
nope.
Okay. Flamin' Pete.
Sorry,
or
give
Pete's,
it to me again.
Pete's Flaming.
Is it? No flaming.
Okay. All right.
Smokin' Pete's Barbecue. Yeah. Ballard, Washington. Yeah.
Right. That's our neighborhood spot.
Applause,
you know? Yeah, I'll clap that. Yeah.
All right. Now, we passed this place, you and I, Justin, a couple... Wait, no, about a month ago. And mm-hmm. as we were driving past, we noticed the logo that they have on their little banner. And it's like a Coca-Pelli kind of thing. There's Titus eating leftovers.
Come on, dude. Just eat it.
Just eat it.
Quit playing with it.
Oh, my God. This is great fake radio, by the way.
Totally. Smoking Pete's.
Yeah, we're watching my cat, Titus, try to eat this little... piece of leftover meat.
Cornbread,
and he
I think.
Just can't quite get it into his mouth. Oh. There you go, buddy. Yay! yeah, Smokin' Pete's. So it had this like Coca-Pelli kind of character on it. And
yeah.
we passed this place like a month ago and we were both like, any barbecue joint with a Coca-Pelli on it can't be good.
Yeah,
but this
just
place
screams like steer clear.
Yeah.
I also, that sign is just horrible. Like, you may be able just to describe this font better
yeah, this
than
is,
I can. Like,
yeah.
the font is that.
You guys pass this place all the time.
I don't know. I don't remember what the font is.
Whatever.
It
it's
looks
not important.
Like
it's probably
it looks
called
like it's,
Fiesta or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a cheesy kind of party font.
It's a hippie. It's a hippie font.
It's a font that somebody once was like, oh, this is a fun font.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad to say that I now know is the only disappointing part about that restaurant.
True.
Like their food
yeah,
was
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So we got a half a chicken, which
really,
was excellent.
Really delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even have any
of the sauce.
You didn't need it.
No.
You didn't need it. And so would you say that was like the closest to this North Carolina kind of, or maybe the Memphis like dry rub?
Yeah. The ribs.
A little bit.
The ribs were like the dry style. And
what about the chicken?
I don't know. Like, I can't think of another regional barbecue that includes chicken that often. But that was a good, like, roasted, tender chicken. And then the ribs were really good. They were, like, I mean, they were fattier than the other ribs that we had.
Yeah.
But
a little bit more gristle on them, too.
Yeah, but that's what makes ribs good. You know, that's why beef is good, is all the fat in it.
Right.
But, yeah, like, really tender... A good spiced rub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was
good. It was excellent. So good on you.
Yeah, smoking Pete's. Who knew? And
smoking Pete's, flaming
the beans.
Pete. Yeah, oh beans, yeah, the beans, the beans.
Beans.
We forgot about
really
the beans from Bernie Bros.
Those are just pretty standard from a canned bean.
Oh yeah, it was definitely Hormel or something, yeah, whatever you call it.
So basically, we've determined that Bernie Brothers like imports their entire product line from QFC.
From Safeway.
Yeah, from Safeway. Yeah.
It's Safeway, I think. Let's make sure we have this.
We're trashing some made up.
I know. I feel bad. This poor man.
Yeah, and
Bernie.
That's Mairead was saying when she got
Bernie and his bros.
Mairead was saying when she got back that she was kind of surprised because the guy was like, you know, really stood by his product at Bernie Brothers.
Poor bastard. He's probably never eaten there.
Oh, stop.
Burn. Yeah, stop me.
Hate tour.
Oh, shit.
Bringing the hate tour to the podcast.
Bringing the hate tour.
It travels with me wherever I go.
Yeah, it was. It is. It's
thing.
Bernie Brothers Barbecue. And they have three locations, apparently.
Oh, good. Good for them.
Crossroads in the public market, which is also in kind of a mall. Hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's enough.
Fascinating. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, I just want to really quickly thank both of you for embarking on this amazing journey.
Of course. Of course.
We've been on.
You know, it makes me want to track down some like pork barbecue so we can go on that little
definitely
journey.
Yeah, we'll have to do
that. Stuff is south.
What do you think?
South,
you
south Seattle.
South and east, like North Carolina.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you have to go to North Carolina. So.
Wait,
no,
South,
I mean
Seattle,
south,
like.
South
are you
Seattle.
Talking Pecos
Central?
Pit?
Pecos Pit,
Central,
man.
South.
Have you been there yet?
No.
White Center? I feel like all of those places.
See, I think the next time
Let's
we
go.
Do this, we got to get something from Pecos Pit. We got to do it on a weekend.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we're doing it on a Thursday night. It's a work
well, this
night.
Well, this is the kickoff of the
right.
series.
So this is going to be, what, a 15-part series?
Yeah. Aaron, every Thursday night
every
for the next
man,
6 months.
Man
yeah.
versus barbecue.
Am I going to have to pay for
you're
all this myself?
Buy us barbecue.
Yes.
Oh, and then we're going to talk about it.
Shit.
Well, we're just going to watch you slowly get fatter.
Yeah, that's
yeah, yeah, just like Adam Richman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that does it for this episode. I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of slipping into a food coma, and I'd love to just kind of kick back and have a whiskey with the both of you.
Oh yeah.
So maybe
sounds
we should
good.
We should.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Call it a podcast.
Let's do that,
shall we?
Yeah, it's been a
so
pleasure.
Let's go out today with shit.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm looking for this one song on the thing with the stuff on it, and I can't find it. It's
oh,
by Wilco.
Oh.
Because I was going to do it in honor of you, Justin,
oh,
because
thanks.
You're a drummer.
Thanks, man.
And what's that song called by Wilco?
Heavy Metal Drummer?
Heavy Metal Drummer.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And I'd ask you what Legendary Oaks is doing coming up, but this episode isn't going to drop until like April sometime, so.
Well, the short answer is that for the next few months, around the 20-something, we have a show somewhere. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. So jump into your hop. Never mind.
Whoa.
Fuck it. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be back next week with somebody important.
Ooh,
no, no, no. Come on. We're just saying, you know, somebody important. You know.
How about saying somebody else important?
Somebody else important. That's
there you
you're
go.
Totally right. So this is Wilco, Heavy Metal Drummer. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Remember, you can find us on iTunes, Zune Marketplace, Stitcher Radio, and stream our episodes directly from our website, air-raid.net. You know, everything you guys do on iTunes, leaving us reviews and little star ratings and everything like that, everything helps in the good fight. So remember to rate us. You can also email me, Aaron@air-raid.net. And we'll see you guys next week. This is Wilco, Heavy Metal Drummer. Lates.
sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with another. She fell in love.